Hey everyone, it's me, Veronica, coming to you from Mindful Health Choices. I hope everyone's well. I apologize, I didn't get my podcast out on Wednesday. Kind of a crazy day. It was my daughter's 21st birthday, had dermatologist appointment, so just crazy, crazy. But I'm here on Friday, so a few days late, I apologize. Today I'm going to talk about how, like, when one person's going through something, chances are that person has gone through it or going through it. How people come into our lives like that, like when we're going through a difficult time. My example is, like, when I had my daughter prematurely 25 years ago, I knew no one that had premature babies. I knew no one that had pregnancy-induced hypertension, which is a condition that with high blood pressure through pregnancy, which is what I had. Long story short, going through it, people started coming around. Like, obviously, she was in NICU and all that stuff, so I was able to meet other people. But even in my community, between Freeport and Yarmouth, there was two moms that happened to be in there with me. Didn't know them really at the time. Got to know them better afterwards. But it was just ironic how, in that very difficult time, I met people that would help me through that, that were going through it themselves. And then through networking, I met more people that had premature babies and that was able to give me some advice and that kind of thing. So kind of where I'm going with this is, like, this week, the same thing has been happening to me. For whatever reason, people have been coming around me that's going through it or have been through it or whatnot. It started with my dermatologist appointment. Met someone who was my dermatologist. I've known her for a very long time. We have a lot of the same interests. She's a runner. She's a bodybuilder. I wouldn't say bodybuilder, but she lifts weights aggressively. So, you know, she's in the perimenopause stage. And so we just got talking about how, you know, there's no one wants to talk about it. And, like, I just wish more people would come out about it, because if we all, I'm going to use the word empower, and networked, we could all help each other. It would be a much better place instead of thinking that you're going through something alone. Which is, I wouldn't say that I feel like I'm going through it alone, because I've met a lot of people that are in it, going through it and all that stuff, but that I put myself out there. That's just who I am. And I always tell my young friends, like my gym friends, because I've got 10 years on them anyhow, I'm always like, be prepared, be ready, be proactive, because you know what, had I been proactive, I might not feel like I do. Or I probably would have done more work. So kind of where I'm going with this, in the next couple podcasts, I probably will come on here and give some talks about perimenopause and menopause. So I apologize if it doesn't affect you, if it's not your jive or whatever. I'll try to put some motivation, maybe a short motivational one in midweek, just to help you if that's your jive, if that's what you're looking for from my podcast. But I do feel like it's there. I need to speak about it. I'm talking to myself. So I guess two parts to this whole podcast is, like, I just want people to realize that when you're going through something, chances are, again, someone's gone through it or they're going through it or they have been through it. And I just feel like as women, we need to, like, network more. We need to empower each other. We need to say, hey, listen, I know that you're around the same age as I am. My skin's really dry. I'm assuming that it's due to perimenopause. Have you experienced that? And do you have any tips if you have? Again, what works for one might not work for the other, but that is how we network. You never know. So I feel like as women, we don't do that enough. And I feel like as women, we don't give each other enough credit where credit's due. We don't compliment that person. I'm guilty of it. I've been with my coworker for a very long time, and I lack in telling her, oh, I really like your eyeshadow, I really like the way you dress, or whatever it may be. So I feel like, you know, we need to do some more of that. I feel that we need to really put ourselves out there, because no matter what phase of life you're going through, maybe you're trying to get the next step in your career. Maybe you're trying to lose that last 50 pounds. Maybe you're trying to find a new doctor. I'm just putting a lot of maybes out there. You can't do it alone. Sometimes you just have to network. You have to really make that circle around you and have those people really mirror you. So when you have to network, those people know you and can be like, hey, have you tried this? Or, hey, I heard this physician's really good. Or, hey, have you thought about beefing up your resume a little bit more? Those are just some examples. I think also, and I don't want to get too caught up in the perimenopause and menopause thing, but today was a prime example. I met someone new at the gym and, I was talking to another friend who's younger than me, but we were just talking about some other things that related to like protein and how to get extra protein in and why I do what I do as far as my three set series of when I work out or whatever. So I made a new friend today and that felt really awesome. And she's around the same age as I am. And so I can't wait to network with her a little bit because oftentimes menopause, perimenopause, women issues, whatever it is, gets thrown underneath the carpet. It's not really talked about. It doesn't really exist. And I do find that true with menopause and perimenopause because of the fact, like when I was talking to my dermatologist, I'm like, why do we not as women talk more to other women about what we're going through? A prime example is years ago, probably 2 or 3 years ago, my anxiety had flared up so bad. I had to give up caffeine and all those, you know, anything extra like that because of the fact that it made me so anxious. And now looking back, it was all part of perimenopause. You know, my physician instantly like, do you want to go on medication? And I'm like, no, I think I'll just, you know, she didn't tell me that it was perimenopause. She just instantly wanted me to put me on something to make me relax. Now looking back, it was definitely perimenopause. Talking to, you know, like my dermatologist, another example is weight gain. She's been struggling for a while now and she's been underneath so much stress from stuff at home and work and whatnot, busy life, that she who runs and also lifts is now doing yoga and walking. And that is it. She's lost weight. Her cortisone was through the, you know, depleted and her adrenals and all that other stuff. So it's just nice to know that you're not alone out there with whatever you're going through. I'm just using menopause and perimenopause because that's where I am. That's what's affecting me the most. Probably the next couple podcasts will be about that. I apologize. Again, I'll try to get in here midweek, do a motivational one, whatever. But I do want to talk to you guys a little bit about cortisol and adrenal and like fatigue and all the other stuff and what you can do to help it. Now, again, I'm not a medical physician. This is just things that might have worked for me. It may not work for you. So just keep that in mind. I have no medical degree. I just kind of go on what I read, what I listen to. And if it's holistic, I'm willing to try it. I don't do any kind of medication. Not that there's anything wrong with that. As of right now, that just doesn't work for it doesn't work for me because I don't do it, but I'm trying to do the more holistic approach. Will I end up going on hormone replacement therapy? I don't know. Stay tuned. I do have an appointment in November, so we'll see. I don't know. I'm not sold on it, so that's just my jive. So I don't want to rant too long. I just feel the calling because it's been so around me this week between appointments and clients and gym people asking me different hacks, different tools, that again, not just with the phase of life that I'm in, but with every phase, just don't forget to reach out. Don't forget to empower that person. An example today, when I was leaving the gym, a very good friend of mine, came up and gave me a hug, and I don't remember the whole compliment because we have such a silly relationship and are always laughing and whatnot, but more or less that she's grateful that I'm in her life and she loves how hard I work. And I said, well, I got to tell you, I love your abs. You have amazing abs. And anyone that has abs knows that they're hard to get. I look in the mirror and I think, oh, why can't I have those abs? It's the hardest. It's the one area that I work the hardest on my body, and it's the one area that is coming the hardest. So when I get them, I will appreciate them, I'm sure. So I guess where I'm going, I'm going to end this podcast, where I'm going is I challenge everyone to have a goal this week on top of your goals that you set for yourself. I challenge everyone to either tell someone something nice about that person, like it could be a random stranger, it could be your daughter, it could be your husband, it could be anyone, your coworker. Just say something nice, like I really love your dress, or hey, I really like the fact that you ironed your shorts for work today. That would be my thing to my husband. It would be really cool if you could go up to a complete stranger and just say, I mean, I do this at the gym all the time. I did it last week to a new person that I met, who I said, hey, your partner's not here with you. And she goes, yeah. I go, you're intense today. And she's like, yeah, that's because he's not here with me. He has a hard time keeping up. I'm like, dang, you're rocking it, girl. And so, you know, we talked about a workout and I gave her tons of compliments. You know, that's really hard. I hate burpees. So kudos to you for doing it. It's as simple as that. Or maybe reach out to someone that you know is going through a hard time. Just have an empathetic ear and just listen to what they're going through. You don't have to give any advice. I mean, you certainly can, but a lot of times people just need you to listen. So I just want to end this on that. Women, and that's the majority of my listeners, so I apologize, men. But women, we're in this together. We got to start sticking together. We got to start giving each other compliments because we're all out there freaking working our asses off with whatever it is, whether it's getting the next career, whether you're a stay-at-home mom and, like, you know, you're breastfeeding gazillion times a day and you smell like baby puke and poop and all the other stuff. And, you know, so those moms need the compliments. We all need the compliments. We all need to stick together. We all need to empower each other to be the best versions of ourselves. So I challenge you guys to do that this week. Reach out to someone. You don't have to call them. You can text them. You can call them for sure. Send them a message via Facebook, whatever it may be. Just start empowering each other. I had one last thought, but I have lost it. So yeah, I guess it's not going to come to me. Sorry. It was just there and now it's gone. Part of perimenopause, foggy brain. So I'm not going to rant anymore. So I'm going to, the next few podcasts, like I said, are probably going to be a little bit more about menopause, perimenopause, what to expect, what some tips and tools that have worked for me, what hasn't worked for me. But again, I will try to give some motivational speeches, maybe here and there, just really short ones, checking in, making sure you guys are meeting your goals. So that's it. Thanks guys for listening. Remember, if this podcast has helped you, please share, please like, write a review. I'm not in this to be the best podcast out there, although that would be really cool. But I'm out there to help you guys. I feel that it's my duty to serve you guys, to bring you information, to be motivational to you, to be the best version of myself, to help you guys. So thanks for listening.